Yarmo Kekalainen standing by. Columbus Blue Jackets general manager, after losing five in a row, they have now won two games in a row. Columbus faces off against the Maple Leafs on Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey later on this evening. Yarmo, thanks so much for doing this. The big news of the day, of course, the Dion Phaneuf trade. How difficult, in your estimation, is it right now to make a deal in advance of trade deadline? How clogged is it out there? Give us a sense.
Well, there has to be a good fit, obviously, not just for the needs in the player department, but also in the cap charts, and that makes it probably a little bit more difficult. And you know, but there's lots of conversations obviously going on. Everybody who's gearing up or for the playoffs or still has a chance to make them want to make the team better, and that brings in another challenge there on the thought process. On some teams are probably too far out and they're the sellers, but then most of the teams are still kind of holding the hope and want to get stronger.
And just to get away from the trade deadline for a bit, your team looks like they're playing much better the last six or seven games. As a matter of fact, a franchise record for like 1,000 shots in the last six games, I think it was. So All of a sudden, you go 10 for the last 38 on the power play, like a 26% pace on the power play, but then your penalty killing seems to drop off. And today you're 31st in both, but the power play has been a lot better lately, which has been a big reason Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it's been bizarre, to be honest with you. With the last year, we had the great stretch of 16 wins in a row, and our power play was seemed like we were scoring every chance we got. And I think it was at historic pace, the best in the league. And then it just dropped, and it seemed like it dropped for almost the whole spring and the whole fall. And we were in last place, and then we started playing better in the power play. And in the beginning of December, we were top three in the league in penalty killing, and all of a sudden that started dropping. Our five-on-five play dried up at the same time when our power play was going up. And our five-on-five play had been great until or at the time when our power play was not very good, to say it very kindly.
Like in December.
It's been bizarre. Trying to figure it out every day. We're obviously, that's our job. We're trying to figure it out. We're talking to the coaches. Coaches are working relentlessly trying to show video, give players direction, little tips here and there. And I still think the answer is in the mirror of the players and the confidence level. The same guys can't all of a sudden be the best in the league, and the next day you wake up, they're worst in the league. The truth's probably somewhere in between, but that's something that the players have to figure out.
It's amazing. Look, when you look, December 12th, you were third overall in the league in penalty killing. December 12th. It's just, like you said, it's just bizarre. It doesn't make any sense. And it's not coaching. It's just the way things, whatever it is, it's bizarre, I guess is the best way to say it.
So Yarmo, I'm sure, you know, whether we're talking at training camp or a few months into the season, you have a general idea of what your team is. And then you watch these inconsistencies, and then it maybe changes the way you feel about your team going into a trade deadline? Do you all of a sudden need more than you thought or less than you thought? Like, what do you do when you watch a team so inconsistent and can't even string a couple of wins in a row since January at the trade deadline?
Well, I always try to look for the positives. I mean, it's so easy to point out the negatives. Everybody can do that. So I try to challenge myself all the time to see the positives. And I believe in our players. I've seen them play well. I've seen them work together well. I've seen them succeed in power play. I've seen them succeed in the penalty killing and put together a lot of wins. And we got 108 points last year with pretty much the same group. I believe in these guys, and I try to find the positive all the time. That's something that I take pride in, and not try to be negative. And like I said, it's very easy to find all the negatives and the weaknesses. But at the same time, we got to be honest in our evaluation as well, and see what we could do to improve our team every day. That's our job. But We've been playing much better lately, and it looks like, you know, we're back to our old selves a little bit with having some real good performances in the last two games, even in some of the games that we lost. And you know, we were missing a lot of key pieces in the times that we struggled. We had five players out at the same time. While we don't want to use that as an excuse, but when you have two out of your top three centers in Wennberg and Dubinsky missing at the same time, and one of your top four defensemen, and so forth, it's not easy. You know, they get replaced by guys that normally don't get an ice time in the National Hockey League, and there's a big difference. There's no question about it. But at the same time, every team deals with injuries, and that's when you get your depth tested, and that tells us something about where our team is at too. That's important for us to find out about where we're at in that regard. And we have, but again, I see a lot of positives, and we've gone through this tough stretch thinking that we've got to be able to bounce back and play better, especially with our veteran guys who struggle as far as the production and goal scoring goes. They've done this for several years in their career, not just last year or part of the season in the last couple. You know, Cam Atkinson's been a very consistent goal scorer in this league for many, many years. Nick Foligno has played in the league for a long time and been a very good player. Alex Wennberg's been trending up his whole career, and then all of a sudden having a bit of a down year as far as the production goes. But at the same time, our young guys have been getting better and better too. So that's saved us in a lot of the games. Pierre-Luc Dubois taking on a bigger role, and Josh Anderson developing and getting better. And so it's an interesting dynamic. That's one thing that I love about hockey, that it's you know, on an individual level, it's important for everybody to perform up to their potential. But then the strength of the team and guys sticking together and believing in themselves and in the team, that can work wonders when you just believe in the process.
So, Yarmo, I take out of this that we shouldn't expect any major changes out of Columbus to shake this thing up, and that means Jack Johnson stays, or Jack Johnson still has a chance to get traded?
I'm not going to speculate on any individuals, but I think that we've shown that we were willing to make moves if it makes the team better and makes sense. We're not just going to shake things up. We're going to try to, if we do something like that, then we'll do it because we truly believe that it's going to make our team better now and into the future. And it's that same boring answer I keep giving everybody, but I truly believe in it.
How about this one? You're a GM and you know Borkstrand pretty well, and you watch him floundering on the fourth line, and then all of a sudden he's on the second line and you really like it. Did you put a bug in somebody's ear to say maybe try him up in the lineup and maybe we'll see some better?
Well, you know, Doug, those are the conversations you have all the time with the coaches. But at the same time, I do believe with the coaches, you know, they want the guys to earn their ice time. There were parts in Oliver's game that our coaching staff was not happy about, and I think he's gotten better in those areas, and now he gets more ice time. And you know, we've known Oliver since he was playing junior in Portland. He can score. There's no question about it. You don't get 60 goals a year in the Western Hockey League by just accident or by luck. He can score goals, and he's a good player for us. But I think for the development of the young player, I think it's great that the coaches have that demand for 200-foot game, and you got to earn your ice time, and you know, sometimes you get frustrated as in the GM's box when we're not scoring.
I never
goals,
did. You know, I never that, entered my mind.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Listen, Yarmo, what about Ryan Murray? I mean, when he's dressed and playing, he's a very important guy in your back end, but the health issue is just so it must be so frustrating for the kid. And for you guys.
Yeah, it is. But it's one of those things that the health is always the most important thing, not only for the hockey players, but all of us. And like you said, it's frustrating for us, but it's probably the most frustrating for Ryan Murray himself. He's in the last year of his contract right now. He's playing extremely well for us in the fall. Him and Nutivaara were probably our 3 and 4 at the time when they were playing together behind Zach Werenski and Seth Jones, and it was a great pairing for us and took up a lot of ice time. And and sort of moved Jack Johnson and Savard to third pairing role as far as the ice time went. And I think that kind of competition is great for a team. It challenges everybody. It pushes everybody. And we need Ryan back. But at the same time, like I said, with the injuries, you find out about our depth. And Dean Kukan's been excellent for us in the last few games.
Hey, Yarmo, what have you and JD done to mellow out Torts? Like, is it hot yoga? Is it meditation? Like, what is going on?
It's a combination of a lot of those things.
I don't even recognize him anymore.
Like, seriously, he's way too nice now.
Way too nice.
Yeah. Well, I think, and I've always given him credit for this, I think that, you know, he's... I get around with him about his age and the old fart and the old dog, whatever the jokes are. But he's got an open mind. He's not a guy who thinks that, oh, I've been in the league for 20 years. I know what I'm doing. Don't talk to me and don't tell me about new ideas or anything like that. He wants to be better. So I think that his troubles in the league have always been documented, that have been documented, have always been elsewhere, but his coaching skills. He has gotten himself in trouble with the members of media or whatever it has been, but it hasn't been about his lack of ability to coach. So I think that he's focused on staying maybe a little bit more mellow, if that's the word you want to use, but I'd like to use a word smarter.
Smarter
about it.
The other big advantage he has is that your key media guys there can be a big help to the coaches I found in the community. They're really smart.
Like Jeff Rimmer.
Jeff
Rimmer. No, I never said Rimmer was smart. I said the media.
Before we let you go, Yarmo, really quickly.
No comment on that, Daryl.
Tonight you face off against Maple Leafs.
We all play an important role, right?
That's right.
Last time you played Toronto, come from behind, overtime victory. Quickly, before we let you go, Yarmo, your assessment of this year's edition of the Maple Leafs.
They're a very, very good, talented young team. They're fast, they're skilled. I just hope that we can keep them less exciting tonight.
All right,
there
very good.
Go. Do something at the deadline to give us some action, will you?
Yeah, we're on early. We could use the juice. Thanks, Yarmo. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Yarmo.